Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. In the humble village of Bethlehem, nestled among rolling hills and fertile fields, a young shepherd named David tended his father's flock of sheep. David, the youngest son of Jesse, possessed a heart full of curiosity and a spirit that yearned for adventure. From the early morning hours until the setting of the sun, David would guide his flock to lush pastures and crystal clear streams. With each passing day, he honed his skills as a shepherd, learning the art of leading, protecting, and providing for his cherished sheep. David had a unique connection with his flock. He knew each sheep by name and understood their unique temperaments and needs. He would often play his lyre, filling the air with sweet melodies, which seemed to calm and comfort the sheep. The sound of his music would drift across the meadows, harmonizing with the gentle breeze. One day, as David watched over his flock, a fierce lion suddenly emerged from the nearby thicket, its eyes locked onto a defenseless lamb. Fear gripped the sheep, and panic filled the air. Without hesitation, David sprang into action. He wielded his slingshot, his aim true, striking the lion with a stone. The ferocious beast fell, no match for the courage and skill of the young shepherd. News of David's bravery began to spread throughout the village. People marveled at the young boy who fearlessly protected his flock from harm. His reputation grew, and his name was whispered with admiration and respect. Not long after, another threat loomed on the horizon. A marauding bear roamed the hills, posing a danger to the sheep. David, undeterred by the challenge, confronted the bear with unwavering determination. With a swift and precise strike, he felled the beast, saving his flock once again. David's life as a shepherd continued, his days filled with the simple joys of guiding his flock, playing his lyre, and communing with nature. He would often find inspiration as he gazed at the stars in the night sky, pondering the vastness of the universe and the wonders of creation. Little did David know that these experiences as a shepherd would shape his destiny in unimaginable ways. His skill with the slingshot, his bravery in the face of danger, and his ability to lead and care for the sheep were all preparing him for a greater calling. In the royal court of King Saul, a deep and unsettling darkness had settled over the king's spirit. The weight of a distressing spirit burdened his soul, causing him great anguish and despair. Seeking solace and relief, the king's advisor suggested finding a skilled musician who could play soothing melodies to calm his troubled heart. Word reached the court of a young shepherd named David, renowned for his skillful playing of the lyre. David, having been anointed by the prophet Samuel as the future king of Israel, was summoned to the royal presence, carrying his beloved instrument. As David entered the chamber, the air hung heavy with tension and sorrow. King Saul's eyes, once filled with strength and authority, were now clouded with despair. His troubled countenance softened momentarily as he beheld the young shepherd before him. David approached the throne with reverence and humility, a sense of purpose radiating from his being. He held his lyre with confidence, its strings poised to produce melodies that could penetrate the darkest depths of the human heart. With the gentlest touch, David's fingers began to dance across the strings, skillfully plucking and strumming, creating a melody that seemed to transcend earthly troubles. The music flowed like a healing balm, weaving through the chamber and enveloping King Saul in its embrace. As David played, the discord in the king's spirit began to fade, replaced by a sense of peace and tranquility. The music resonated with the depths of his being, lifting the weight that had burdened his soul. The haunting strains of the lyre carried Saul away from his troubles, transporting him to a realm of serenity. In those moments, the power of David's music became a vessel for divine grace. The melodies were not merely notes, but a channel for the Spirit of the Lord, offering solace and restoration to a troubled king. The room was filled with a tangible sense of awe as the divine presence intermingled with the strains of David's lyre. David continued to play, pouring his heart and soul into the melodies, allowing the music to flow and weave a tapestry of healing and restoration. The courtiers watched in wonder as the transformation unfolded before their eyes, witnessing the profound effect of David's music on the troubled king. As the last notes echoed through the chamber, silence enveloped the room. King Saul, his countenance now radiant and peaceful, locked eyes with the young shepherd who had offered this respite from his torment. Gratitude and admiration emanated from his gaze, as he recognized the divine hand at work, through the skilled fingers of David. "David," King Saul spoke with a voice filled with reverence and gratitude, "you possess a rare gift, bestowed upon you by the Almighty Himself. Your music has brought solace to my troubled soul, and for that, I am forever grateful." David humbly bowed before the king, acknowledging the divine source of his talent. "It is the Lord who provides the melodies, O King," he replied. "May His grace continue to bring peace and healing to your heart." The Philistines were an ancient people who inhabited the region of Canaan during the biblical period. They were one of the major adversaries of the Israelites, with conflicts between the two nations recurring throughout history. The Philistines were originally believed to have migrated from the Aegean region, possibly from present-day Greece. They settled along the coastal plain of Canaan, primarily in the cities of Gaza, Ashkelon, Ashdod, Ekron, and Gath. The Philistines established a confederation of five city-states, known as the Philistine Pentapolis. When King Saul was leading Israel, there was a territorial dispute between the Philistines and their Israelite neighbors. The Philistines, with their advanced iron weapons and military organization, gathered their forces in the Valley of Elah to face the Israelites in battle. A man named Goliath, a giant warrior standing over 9 feet tall, emerged as the champion of their army. He issued a challenge to the Israelites, daring them to send forth a single warrior to face him in combat. The outcome of this duel would determine the victor of the entire conflict. Each day he walked halfway between the two camps and he bellowed at the enemy. He mocked them and taunted them, even insulting the God of Israel. The Israelite camp was in that same valley, in the region of Judah, southwest of Jerusalem. The Israelite soldiers, including King Saul, were filled with fear and hesitation, unable to muster the courage to confront the giant. They were paralyzed by the immense size and reputation of Goliath, fearing the dire consequences of engaging in battle with him. For 40 days, Goliath baited them. For 40 days, the Israelites cowered. It was during this period that David, the young shepherd boy, arrived at the Israelite camp to deliver supplies to his older brothers. He witnessed the daily challenges of Goliath and observed the Israelites' apprehension. David's heart burned with a righteous anger. Moved by his faith and conviction, he offered himself as the champion of Israel. The soldiers, doubting the young shepherd's abilities, scoffed at the idea. Even King Saul hesitated, questioning David's chances against the fearsome giant. Unwavering in his faith, David insisted on facing Goliath. King Saul relented, providing David with his own armor, but the young shepherd found it cumbersome. He knew he must rely on the strength of the Lord rather than earthly weapons. Stripping off the heavy armor, David took up his simple sling, a weapon he had wielded countless times while protecting his sheep. As the giant Goliath stepped forward, his booming voice reverberated across the valley, mocking and taunting David. But the young shepherd remained resolute, his gaze fixed on the enemy before him. With confidence, he declared, "You come against me with sword and spear, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty." Drawing a stone from his pouch, David placed it in his sling and began to swing it above his head. Time seemed to slow as he released the stone, his aim guided by the hand of God. The projectile soared through the air with astonishing speed and accuracy, finding its mark. The stone struck Goliath with a resounding thud, embedding itself in his forehead. The giant's mighty frame crumpled to the ground, his taunts silenced forever. The Philistine army, witnessing the impossible victory of the young shepherd, trembled in fear and confusion. The Israelite soldiers, inspired by David's courage and faith, charged forward with renewed vigor. The battle that once seemed lost now turned in favor of the Israelites. Victory was theirs, thanks to the steadfastness and trust of a young shepherd who dared to believe in the power of his God.